producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The hour. Yep, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. The U.S. Supreme Court may hear a case about marijuana legalization brought against Colorado by the attorneys general in Nebraska and Oklahoma. Lawsuit hopes to revoke legalization, but after a meeting that was held last Friday, Supreme Court justices looking into taking up the case, yay or nay. Nebraska and Oklahoma allege that the commercialization of marijuana conflicts with federal law and creates problems because people from Nebraska and Oklahoma are going to Colorado to buy the wacky weed, and then they're coming back home and getting into trouble. So, you'd better stop or else. Of course, the federal government has done wonderful things. Do you remember when John, what was the attorney general's name under Bush, the first attorney general before, was the Mexican guy? What was the other guy? John, Missouri senator.
Ashcroft.
Ashcroft. That's it. Thank you, Richie. Yep, Ashcroft. So after the, this was after September 11th, when we were trying to find the bad guys everywhere, Ashcroft sends 31 FBI agents to, I think it was Washington State, to investigate because they were selling medical marijuana. And he's 31 FBI agents to try to undo that horrible wrong when we were trying to figure out who, what was more important to him. Apparently, what was more important to him was trying to tell everybody what to do socially with their lives. And this is why people will vote for Trump or for Sanders or others who want nothing to do with the thinking of Cruz. That's all about this, the supposed, the, he keeps with the mantra, conservative is conservative that. What is, conservative has nothing to do with anything except money. It, in, if you look up the definition of conserving, saving what? What are you saving? By having some of the, what does it say? You want to save the sanctity of marriage? Well, how does that affect you? When the government abuses us by wasting our money, that's something that we all ought to be concerned about. When I have something going on in my bedroom, or Roberta does, or Richie does, that isn't hurting anybody else, it's none of your business. And that's where.
Well, wait a minute. I've been married for like 40 years.
Congratulations, Roberta. Good for you. Happy to hear it.
But you understand the difference between, I don't know, I'm conservative socially versus liberal socially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right, exactly. I do that, but I don't think that the word doesn't mean you're not saving anything. What I consider conservation has to do with saving the elements in the atmosphere or the treasures that we have naturally in our country or money. That's how it applies. Mm-hmm. For me, that's the definition of being a conservator or being conservative. And so the rest of it is it's nonsense. It has nothing to do with, at the end of the day, we're all going to see, we're going to have the same fate.
Here's how Webster's defines conservative.
Thank you, Richie.
Holding to traditional attitudes and values and cautious about change or innovation, typically in relation to politics or religion.
Mm-hmm.
A person who is averse to change and holds to traditional values and attitudes.
Averse to change.
Averse to change.
Yeah, that maybe is an important phrase in there. The United States government has been paying to feed and shelter thousands of Cubans trying to migrate to our country. Critics consider another sign of the lopsided treatment provided to Cubans as opposed to Mexicans. This is very interesting how the Latino, and you've done a better job of explaining this, Richie, difference between Hispanics and Latinos, because that's what we're really dealing with here. People who come, Hispanics coming from Central America versus Latinos that seem to be more tied just to Cuba or to the islands. Am I right on that? I'm not sure I'm on solid ground or not.
I'm not quite sure.
There's something else to look up. The definition, the difference between Latino and Latina. You say your wife is a Latina.
Yes.
So she's not a Hispanic? Hispanic?
No, I mean, I would believe she is a Hispanic because her heritage is Spanish from Spain because Spaniards went to South America, Colombia. So I would say she is an Hispanic.
Okay. So then she's not a Latina.
I don't know. I would say she's a Latina too because she's of Latin heritage as well.
Well, so am I. So, we're all of, but the Romance languages are Latina and Latino by definition because the Italians and the Spanish are sort of blood cousins, are they not, Roberta?
Well, actually, there are more Italians in Italy than in any part of the world because a lot of Italians emigrated to Italy instead of the United States. A lot of Italians immigrated to South America because they felt that the language difference would be less. Because Italian and Spanish are very close.
A lot of Italians in South America.
Hispanic is specifically anybody whose heritage comes from Spain, whereas Latino refers to any Latin American country.
Do you know
where there is an overlap?
Since the end of the year, in a related story, since the end of the year, where most of the children who are illegally crossing the border in the Southwest are ending up? Where do you think? What state are they ending up in?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. It's almost that silly.
North Dakota.
Georgia.
Something like that.
Georgia.
Why Georgia?
Thank you. I'm asking the same question. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner say they were visiting with the police from various places in Georgia getting complaints because of not only the children ending up there, there's human trafficking going on. Apparently, these younger kids that are coming across, some of them are being snatched and put up for adoption. How does that happen? Well, there's been a problem in human trafficking that we have ignored in our country, mostly Asians. But now it's with Hispanic kids coming across the border by themselves, getting grabbed up by despicable quasi-human beings that traffic in that. Well, this is all kind of stuff that's mondo bizarro when you get right down to it. Oof. All right. They call it the new normal. I don't like it. I don't want that to be the new normal. Do you? Anybody here want that to be the new normal?
Nope.
Yeah. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little
hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mounts, fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
He does.
What a dater you are. 17 past the hour, talking to Roberta and Richie are between each other. About
trying to wind Roberta
the,
up about right. Bernie Sanders, thinking that only black people know what it's like to be poor.
Yeah.
No poor white
people. Like to be poor. Okay, speaking of poor white people or white trash, Hulk Hogan, the wrestler,
that guy
is in at trial. The trial starts today down in St. Petersburg, Florida. There was a news website that he is suing for $100 million. Published a video of him having sex with the wife of Bubba the Love Sponge. Legal scholars say the case raises important and largely unresolved questions about the line between privacy and free expression in the era of the Internet. Bubba the Love Sponge is a radio personality who is always in trouble because he's just a miserable human being.
That's it. Goodness.
Why do folks like listening to that sort of people? It's like a train wreck on the radio all the time. Maybe that's what they like about it. Speaking of wrecking, this whole business of the Volkswagen diesel engine has gone a long way to wreck the sale of cars that are propelled by diesel engines. Mostly in our country, there's a move away from diesel because people don't even begin to understand what the issue is. Here at a time when we could be saving fuel and the engines are burning much cleaner than they used to, and diesel has gone down way, way, way down in price. I more or less, I don't know if I talked Meredith into it, but she bought a new Range Rover, has a diesel engine in it. And she complains about not being able to find diesel as regularly as easily as regular gas. But this thing gets twice as much on a tank of fuel with a diesel engine in it, and it has plenty of power. It's quiet. It just, all the cars in Europe, most of the Range Rovers that they sell in Europe are diesel powered. Most of the BMWs they sell in diesel are diesel powered in Europe. Most of the Mercedes are diesel powered. Most of the smaller cars, the Volkswagen, everything in Europe is diesel. Everything in Africa, most everything in Asia. It's America that has been in the way of the expansion. So here, I got to think that there's some kind of conspiracy going on here because of, under the circumstances, all of the attention, negative attention, brought to bear on Volkswagen because of this whole business of them cheating. Did they do something that they agreed not to do? Yes. But did what they, the circumstances, even with the problem that they presented, is so much better in terms of fuel economy and emissions control. Those things get 45, my daughter and my son both have Volkswagens with that engine in it. My daughter has a, what do they call it, a Passat?
Passat.
Station
Volkswagen.
Wagon. Yeah. And they get 45 miles to a gallon. They've got a gearbox in it, 45 miles to a gallon.
So it's a manual transmission then.
Yeah, manual transmission. And Brendan has an automatic, and he gets about 38, 39 miles to a gallon. And that'll all go away when they fix them. It'll lose 10 miles per gallon to the fix. How environmentally friendly is that? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Not good. Great music. This is the portion of the program we focus on music and musical stories. Crank up Gladys Knight and the Pips, Richie. This is her signature song, probably. Wouldn't we all agree? Although there's so many great ones. So, here's the story.
Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead, Roberta.
Now.
It's got ego on your mind.
Hi. Are we making train noises here?
No, we're telling a story involving Gladys Knight. A police officer in Pleasant Grove, Utah, on Saturday pulled over a driver for speeding. Woman said that she was in a rush because she was trying to get Gladys Knight to a church performance, to a choir event, and the police officer didn't believe her.
That it was Gladys Knight?
So then Gladys Knight jumped out of the car and sang a number of her songs and then found out it was the policeman's birthday, and she sang happy birthday to the officer as well. So now Officer Paul Rogerson has a picture of himself and Gladys Knight up on Facebook, and the driver got a warning. That was the end of that. What a great story. Don't you love stories like that? This woman has contributed so much to the Great American Songbook. And the lyrics are always so great, Richie.
As a lamb, if you had the strength.
was so consistent. Maybe that was the best way I can describe her music. Ah, Richie.
My imagination. To think of the reasons. To keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. Bad situation.
Bad situation.
Bad situation.
Bad days.
I remember
that time that you were gone.
All right. It was just an opportunity for me.
I could keep going all day long.
Yeah, right.
There's
just great stuff. Yeah. But imagine yourself in that circumstance. And you know, what people think oftentimes is that just because you're well-known or a star, you don't live your life any differently than people who aren't stars. I would bet that Gladys Knight, one of the most recognizable figures in pop music in the past, what, 40 years? So why shouldn't she be driven around? She ought to have a chauffeur, right? Or a helicopter or something to get her around.
Right.
Huh? You go with your friends. Your friend was taking her to a choir event. And that's where she gets started, by the way. That she stays close to her roots.
Well, a lot of them start at choirs.
Oh, my God. This is, I think even Cher started. I don't know why I say even Cher. But a lot of people have been.
But one does not envision Cher singing in a church choir.
Oh, well, maybe not now. But would you envision me singing in a church choir?
Yes, absolutely. Or me, too. I used to sing in a church choir.
We'll take that
out. I did for many, many years. I used to play guitar. Far at the folk mass.
28 passed on good day.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Three past the hour. It's the Good Day radio program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasanelli and
Hello.
Rich McFadden.
Yep.
We were talking about cars earlier on. Cars amount to 3/4 of all transportation emissions on the planet, so say the environmentalists. But the thing that is most interesting about stats that are coming out of these shows, the car show in Europe, thinking about the diesel engine and how cars will be propelled in the future, all kinds of new engines being developed, and of course the electric car is big. At the current rate of sales and the current rate of population increase, there will be 1 billion cars on the planet operating by the year 2030.
Billion.
1 billion cars. The automobile business would be, if I were investing, I'd be investing in all the big car companies and in companies like Tesla and the people who are designing things that will be ancillary to the operation of cars in the future. And then if you fast forward to the year 2055, the stats suggest that with the population increases, and God knows how the roads are going to handle it, how we're going to feed all these people, whatever it is, there will be 1 billion more cars by 2055.
Can't even imagine.
Can you imagine what the roadways in this country are going to be like? Nobody's going to be able to go anywhere.
Wow.
You won't be able to move on the highways around Washington, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Texas. Both Dallas and Houston are a damnable mess. Now, won't be able to go anywhere. So, what happens? Has some legislation come along to curb the number of cars? That's going to be, the guys like Sanders are going to try to curb how many cars you can own. You wait and see if that isn't something that comes. And then they'll be banning older drivers from the highways. There'll be a cutoff.
Not
at 75, you stop driving. We'll take your keys away from you. The government says you can't drive.
All the automatic cars will take you anywhere you want to go.
Well, I'm talking about drivers. Yeah, and then that's the case, then we'll have more cars on the road. Yep.
Oh.
By the way, do you think older drivers ought to be banned from America's highways? At what point do you want to turn in your keys, Roberta? When did you take the keys away from your mother and father?
I think we're about 80.
80? You took them away?
Yeah, about 80. 85.
What was going on with them?
Well, more for my mother than my father, because my mother, she would get lost going around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It was not good. Yeah. And she was easily distracted. My father, when he got really sick, is when we said, okay, Dad, you really can't drive anymore. Mm-hmm. But his mind was still really good, but he was just not physically able to.
Well, all right, so there's one other. I just think whatever.
Wait, my mom is 75 years old.
Yeah. She drives?
Still drives.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jumped on the highway yesterday and came out and visited us. But sometimes my cousin was behind her about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And was like, you might want to drive with her once or twice. But my niece does, so mm-hmm. she'll tell me if anything starts to get funky.
I think it's all, you know, it's an individual thing. You really have to, you know, you can, there's
yes.
no one size fits all on this.
No,
definitely.
You gotta, I don't expect anybody to take the keys away from me as long as I'm able.
They'll have to rip them out of your
dead cold hands.
Harvard Law School preparing to give up an 80-year-old shield based on the crest of a slaveholding family that had the privilege of being one of the first investors or contributors to Harvard. And the deal they made with Harvard, this shows you what a bunch of hypocrites. Harvard was founded, I believe, in 1687. Rich, you can check that, but it's 16, I think it's 16. I want to say 37, 87, but right in there. By John Harvard, and they, once it became the institution that they are, which was about
1636, you missed by 1 year.
I'm sorry. Okay. So the school started, as all schools do, with endowments. John Harvard started it and then quickly perfected, not perfected, but got a good institution going, and it grew over the years. And so now I remember having a plain conversation with David Gergen. You know who David Gergen is? He's a political
reporter,
commentator.
Yeah.
Been on all the networks for years and years and years. You know what his main job is?
What?
What?
Main job is the chief fundraiser for Harvard. Because he's visible, he's hired to go speak to groups and individuals, high net worth individuals and groups, to get more money for the Harvard Endowment, which now is way north of $4 billion. One school has an endowment. Heidelberg,
more than that. I'm looking at their wiki page.
Yeah.
Harvard has the largest financial endowment of any academic institution in the world at $36
billion. It's $36
billion? Wow. $36 billion? Would it be?
It's been about 10 years since I talked about that. I can't imagine
wow.
the wealth has gone up that much. But anyway, the point here is that they would take money from people, anybody who wanted to write them a check. And they'd say yes to them. If they, you know, like PBS, you give money. Sometimes they just want your name mentioned. Sometimes they're anonymous. Sometimes they want to mention your business, whatever it is. So in this case, the same with Harvard. They had a big donation. And this family said, we want you to have a crest in your the crest of our family in
wow.
all of your literature. And the crest, they were slaveholders, and that was what their crest represented. So you think that all, you know, when Bernie Sanders says that black people and don't understand, or white people don't understand poor black people, and, you know, I'm being judgmental here and there. There are plenty of people that are giving him a lot of dough that are Harvidians. Is that how I think they're Harvidians?
Harvidians?
Harvidians that are hypocrites. Oh, politics is nothing but hypocrisy anyway. One person does one thing just to get votes, and they don't even believe it, or they don't know what they're talking about. But Harvard, which presents itself as the bastion of liberal education, got a few, shall we say, what would we call these in the closet? A few skeletons in their closet.
Check this out. Harvard's alumni include 8 U.S. presidents,
mm-hmm.
several foreign heads of state,
mm-hmm.
62 living billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
335 Rhodes Scholars, 242 Marshall Scholars, 150 Nobel laureates.
Yep. Are we following the Iditarod dog sled race? They had to bring snow
with
in.
With no snow, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with no snow. Yeah.
And the truck snow in from 300 miles away.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. Global warming! It's global
mush.
Climate change.
That was the snow. It was mush.
Mush. Right. Mush! Mush onward, you Huskies. Was it Sergeant Preston of the Yukon? Remember him?
No.
His dog was King? Come on.
Yes, I do.
Really?
He's too young. He's way too young.
Yeah. King, this case is closed. That's how they ended every episode. Richie, what's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
It's
in the wrong decade.
Women's History Month. You knew that, right? You can save a lot of money on sheets thanks to Women's History Month. 15 to 20% off. The deals are all over the place at Macy's.
What?
In honor of Women's History Month.
They're having a sheet sale?
15 to 20% off on Percale sheets at Macy's. And you can get
what
other bargains,
too. What does
that
have to do with Women's History Month?
Thank you.
That's the point.
You know, women make the beds, of course, Roberta. Don't you know that?
You know, that is true. That is true. You have men living by themselves, and they never make the beds. Women living by themselves, they make the beds.
Well, who's the most famous? I'm just trying to come up with some women who were important or who we celebrate often in Women's History Month.
Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah.
She made the bed.
Ella
Fitzgerald. But she made the bed.
Jackie Kennedy Onassis. But she made the bed.
Harry Tubman.
Rosa Parks.
Yep.
But she made the bed.
Marilyn Monroe.
She just slept in them.
Margaret Mead.
Betsy Ross.
Rosie the Riveter,
yeah.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Riveter.
Florence Nightingale.
Madame Curie. Georgia O'Keeffe.
She just painted them.
Helen Keller. She couldn't see the sheet.
She couldn't find them.
That's why I saved that whole asterisk. Jeez, Roberta. All right.
I couldn't pass that one up.
You know who I respect? Sit again, Doug. Respect this Brandy. Do you pronounce her name Chastain?
Chastain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Soccer player.
She loves soccer player.
Wait a minute. Who's calling?
Brandy Chastain is on the phone.
To help me pronounce my name correctly. It's 43 past the hour. Let me get the phone reach while you play a couple of the commercials.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow was to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to scorebig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to scorebig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 200. Scorebig.com, promo code 200.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
47 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Richie, and I talking about Brandi Chastain, who is 47 these days. Remember when she won the, she was quite the soccer player and basically won
Olympics, World Cup.
Big Olympics. So she's decided, she announced last week that she was going to give her brain to science when she dies. As a soccer player, she figures that she has been hit thousands of times by a soccer ball doing 40, 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So will that contribute to her? She's giving her brain to the Concussion Legacy Foundation at Boston University. They are studying concussions, chronic trauma, and the other things, CTE, which is encephalopathy, something close to that anyway. The brain disorder, a lot of football players have gotten, and people that are in the service, that sort of thing. I talk about this all the time because of my connection to Seriscan, which is the company that started doing all of this research 5-6 years ago. And the first client was the NFL, wanted to see what impact all of the, the guys are complaining about problems with their doctors, too, concussions. So these people have developed a software program to evaluate your brain, and the NFL got so nervous after having 3,400 of their players tested that they stopped testing them. So the NFL, so the Players Association has hired Seriscan.
No woman has ever been diagnosed with CTE.
No. I wonder why that was what I was going to bring up next, Richie, why you suppose that is.
They think it's probably because of the research shortcomings. There are 307 brains in the brain bank.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. They're all men.
At Boston University.
Yeah.
Only 7 of them are female.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
She said if there's any information to be gleaned off the study of somebody like her, she played soccer for 40 years. She said, I think it's my responsibility. It's a burden to have this understood well. She says, I'm not showing any signs. I'm okay.
She never had a concussion, and an official diagnosis of a concussion during her career.
No, career?
Career.
Career. All right, but I think congratulations are in order for her anyway. Charlie Sheen in the news.
Winning.
Charlie Sheen last week sold off. He's in financial difficulty. Guy made a lot of money on Two and a Half Men. As a matter of fact, over the course of his lifetime, he would have netted $50 to $60 million in royalties for Two and a Half Men.
Wow,
he sold them last week for $27 million.
Oops, winning.
To somebody. Because he needs the money.
I'm sorry? Winning? Starting to get the concept now?
Being asked to, his ex-wife wants more money. She's now getting $55,000 a month, and she needs more money than that. Roberta, how would you do on $55,000 a month?
Pretty well, thank you.
Uh-huh. Richie, how would you do on $55,000
a month? I think I'd be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, anyway.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. So she.
Are you offering?
Am I offering?
Good luck on that check's in the mail, right? Good luck.
But man, it's just all in perspective, isn't it? I mean, think about it. That's not enough for her to take care of the children that she had. Was it two children? They had twins?
Yeah. I know a lot of people with a lot of money who are broke.
Yeah. Well, more money you have, the more you spend.
Right.
That's how it works. 51 past the hour here on the Good Day program. We'll be right back.
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
On the Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time with Richard Chemel, who is a national expert on the latest trends in technology. I see, Richard, the intensifying legal battle over encryption between Apple and the Justice Department, obscuring another more subtle division, the one inside the Obama administration. There are clashing interests. We all kind of have figured that out, privacy interests, national security interests, the economy. Some of the president's most senior aides are staking out a variety of positions. The White House denies that there is disagreement over the effort to force Apple to break into the phone used by one of the terrorists in San Bernardino. However, they've really hit a roadblock the government has. And I don't think they're going to prevail. Do you?
Oh, no, I don't think the government will prevail at all. It's going to take too long.
Yeah.
You know, they're just dragging, everything's dragging on in the courts.
Yeah. Facebook, according to a story we have at DougSteffen.com, will become the world's biggest virtual graveyard by the end of the century. That is, more people will be dead on Facebook than alive, according to a statistician.
Yeah. There's several dead people on Facebook.
So will they, do they keep... Now, I was on my Facebook page, and I noticed I was saddened because Charlie Tuna and I were Facebook friends, and his account has been... what do they do when they take it down? They just take it down.
Suspended,
they,
yeah.
They suspend it, yeah.
But so, most people will leave it up.
Really?
As a tribute.
As a tribute to them.
Yeah, you,
and
you
friends can say hi.
I wonder why they didn't do that, Jennifer. Why do you suppose they
took
it down?
I think it's a personal choice, probably.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, so Apple has launched support on Twitter. Lots of questions about what, Richard?
Oh, anything that goes wrong with your phone or your iPad or your watch, you can now Twitter it, and they're answering them.
Well, how did they do it before? How did they answer questions before?
You had to find a telephone number or a web page that you could ask the question on.
This is just an additional place to get support.
Why wouldn't they take questions on their own Facebook page?
I really don't know that. It was really difficult to get to Apple support unless you really knew how to get there. Mm-hmm. Wow. They really They really wanted you to email in, and then they'd answer the question within 24 hours.
I find when I'm going to the Apple store, the arrogance, the air is so loaded with arrogant young kids who are dismissive of people who are not millennials. I found that every time I go into a Apple store, I don't feel good when I leave. And you'd think they'd want to have people feel good when they go in to have an experience there. I don't know if either of you or all of you, Jennifer, you have an Apple, Richie does.
I see. Beans, I'm a little bit more technically inclined than you are.
Yes.
I can see where you probably are frustrated. I get it when I talk to them, so I feel like I get help.
All right, Kim Kardashian and more nude pictures. What's
going on? That just came up this morning on my computer. It's number one trending. I guess she needs the publicity. She published a nude selfie of herself.
She did it herself?
Yep, another nude selfie.
Yeah. Wait, how disgraceful is that? Just publicity whores. Oy, man. Cell phone sales down because of carrier subsidies. Richie was explaining this before to me when I asked the question just before you came on, Richard. I guess it's simple, straightforward. We used to buy phones and get them for nothing because the carriers were kicking in some dough. Not the case anymore. They don't have to, right?
No, not at all. It's like leasing a car. They own the phone, you're paying a monthly fee, and then you can upgrade after a year or 2 years. But no more cell phones for $200. You're going to pay the full $600, $700 amount.
Well, that's why then they'll put people, that'll force them into that $35 a month thing that Apple wants you to do anyway. Right. That's what Apple wants to have people do. Story at DougStephan.com about mothers being sent to jail for posting pictures of their children on Facebook, sharing photos of your drooling battle of a bundle of joy. We've seen pictures all the time of my grandson, but apparently there's a clause in place to protect social media from what they call revenge porn, potty training pictures, that kind of stuff. Oy.
I don't know what it's coming to, Doug. It's, they're making up laws about everything they can. Maybe they just want to protect the child.
Parents can face a fine of $48,000 a year in prison for having posted photos of children when they are their bare butts and that kind of stuff. Come on, world. Let's relax a little bit, shall we? Richard Schimmel here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.